more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at oldfarmff to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Nos weda, croeso I gynnu'n Cymraeg heddiw. Welcome to this week's edition of Today's Welsh Music. I'm Ed Reed, your host and producer. On this week's program, we have a selection of tunes from Welsh compilation albums. Welsh compilation albums, which refer to an album with tunes from a variety of artists, have been a feature of the Welsh music scene since the 1970s, though the high point of Welsh rock and pop compilations was in the late 1990s and early 2000s, when many very good compilations were released, sometimes in collaboration with radio programs. At that point in particular, an appearance on a compilation was often the first recorded output of an emerging artist, and in some cases, this would be their only recorded output. In recent years, there have been fewer compilations, and notably, emerging artists are less dependent on compilation appearances for their initial recorded appearance. However, these are still being produced on a regular basis, with signed records having released a few over the last year or so, and newer labels such as Libertino and I Ca Ching also having recent compilation albums. We'll kick off this week's program with a tune from the I Ca Ching 10 album. This is Fracas with Gwingo.
Shut the back.
That was Guingo from Fracas. The I Ca Ching label was founded in 2011, and they have mainly released rock and pop material since they were founded. They have also put out traditionally inspired material, and at the moment, they are one of the leading record labels in Wales for contemporary music. They have released a few compilations, and their first was Pimpi Ca Ching, celebrating their 5-year anniversary in 2016. And in 2022, delayed by a year due to the pandemic, they released I Ca Ching Daeg, or I Ca Ching 10, to celebrate their 10th anniversary. On both of these compilations, they had alternative versions of tunes from albums, as well as tracks that had not previously been released. And one of the latter was from the group Fracas, who had their second EP on I Ca Ching in 2017. Fracas was an alternative group from Pwtheli that emerged around 2015, who ended up releasing two EPs, but they later changed their name to Peace Melon and continued as an alternative group for a while before changing to more of a retro sound more recently. The Q-Doll label was established in 2004 to promote the production of Welsh music with an emphasis on releasing material from emerging artists. They released their first single in 2005 and released 16 singles before they ceased to exist after 2011. In 2010, they released a compilation that included most of the singles that they released. This was called Ruin Carry Q-Dod, Single Line 2004-2010. One of the bands that was on the compilation was Bob, who were from Penllyn and were formed in 2004. They released their single on Q-Dog in 2005, and then they had one album on Spriggan and Borth in 2009. From the Ruin and Carry Q-Dod album, this is Bob with Devide here on CFRC 101.9 FM. That was divine from Bob. Sign Records has been the most important record label in Wales for many years, and they have released many compilations covering many styles and genres of music in Wales. Most recently, Sign has continued to release compilations, mainly from its extensive back catalogue as opposed to new material. And a recent compilation of theirs was Studio Sign Pimp Dag, celebrating the 50th anniversary of their own studio complex in Clandurog near Carnarvon. Among the artists represented on the album was, appropriately, Sign co-founder David Ewan, a Welsh icon, and still one of the most popular artists in Wales today, even if he's no longer performing live as he once did. From the Studio Sign Pimp Dag album, this is David Ewan with Osna Fina Gymru Yfori.
Osna Fina Gymru Yfori. Osna Fina Gymru Yarol. Ni fi'n bwrpas gofyn pam, neu ar fwy neu beth roedd y bai. Cymru ti, a beth ydy Cymru mi? Cerdded llwybr troed ar draws y bôl, seinio mewn bob wythnos yn y lledol. Rando ar gyd gan y gwynt ar yr hos, chwilio am joban yn y papur bob nos. Dilyn y rafon i lawr at y llyn, bodloni ar feint am fod pres yn bryn. A adro telyn, I don't know you come with me. I don't know you come with me. Os na fydd na Gymru yfori. Os na fydd na Gymru ar ôl. Ni fydd bwrpas gofyn pam, neu ar fwy neu beth oedd y bai. Os na Cymru mi. Dweud bod carafannau yn niwsan sy'n gan bla, breiddwydio am y dydd o'r bydd gen ti di pa. Gresyn i fod y pentre yn marw ar ei drai, cenigen at y Saeson yn ferw i dywai. I reith i rôl y ffrindiau sydd ymhedwar fan byd, dwyno am y ffyliad sy'n protestio hyd. Regethu am y bratiaeth yn merwino dy gliw, Saesneg i gael safon i'w chofriw. Ai dyna i'w Cymru ti, ai dyna i'w Cymru mi. Os na fydd na Gymru yfori. Os na fydd na Gymru ar ôl. Ni fydd bwrpas gofyn pam, neu ar fwy neu beth oedd y bai.
That was Osna Fina Gymru Yfori from David Ewan. You're listening to Cynnin Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. I'm Ed Reid, your host and producer. The Recordiau Llwgar, or Colourful Records label, was founded in 2011 with the intention of releasing compilations on 10-inch coloured vinyl records, hence their name. They released their first album, a record Gok, the Red Record, in 2011, and their second and last release was a record Last, the Blue Record, in 2013. These albums feature generally alternative artists with two tracks by each artist that were otherwise unreleased, and these interesting albums are now available digitally. One of the artists featured on a record Gok was Sun Sager, a psychedelic alternative band from Dufferin Conwy, and this is Sun Sager with Temigo Delanor Fleur.
La 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 la.
That was Tamingo Delador Fleur from Sansager. Angst, now Angst Music, was or is a record label that was founded in 1988, and they specialize in Welsh alternative music for the most part. In 1998, Angst was reorganized, with the artist management business being separated from the label. There have been notably fewer releases on the successor label Angst Music compared to the original Angst, but the label is still releasing original and innovative material. Angst has released several compilations, and one of these was Angst Records Radio Crummy Playlist 1988-1998, which had a massive 40 tracks on it over two CDs. One of the artists on this compilation was Ectogram, a band that did alternative music and was active from 1996 to 2015. This is Ectogram with Ibar Gouvion here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Canadian Welsh Music. That was Ibar Gouvion from Ectogram. We'll finish off the first half of this week's program with a tune from the Ram Jam 3 album, which featured tracks from Radio Cymru studio sessions. This had 36 tracks on it, and a lot of these were by lesser-known artists. One of these was Lucy Chivers, a singer-songwriter who only appeared on compilations, but whose tracks on these were among the best on the albums. from the ReFGF 3 album. This is Lucy Chivers with Who to Grieve. That was Who to Grieve from Lucy Chivers, a great track from a really interesting album. You're listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music. My name is Ed Reed. We're currently airing on selected affiliate stations, including CFRC in Kingston, Ontario, KXCJ in Cape Junction, Oregon, KOPN in Columbia, Missouri, and Bewildered Radio out of London, Yukavar. And you can also listen to all our programs on my Mixcloud page at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. Croeso and all. We'll kick off the second half of the program with the tune from Steve Eves. From the Canadian Protest album, this is Afrikaners and Gunnery Knoweth. We'll be right back. That was Africana's Recovery Now With from Steve Eaves. There have been a constant theme of protest among Welsh artists against the establishment and the English government, who largely continue to rule over Wales in spite of their letting us have a measure of self-government in particular. Over the years, there have been several compilation albums with a protest theme, including an album called A Gwir and Urban Beat that came out on Sean James's Recording I Boast label in 2003. Another example of these was the album Canadian Protest, which was released a bit later on Sign in 2013 that had 30 tracks from the Sign catalogue on it. One artist on the album was the singer-songwriter Steve Eaves, who's been active from the early 1980s to this day. And though the tune we just heard about in-migration and alienation is one of his most popular and upbeat tracks musically, he often has similar subjects in a repertoire that is generally more introspective. The band Melis, who've just released a new album after a long absence, set up their own record label and studio, Silam, in 1999. In addition to their own material, they have also released material by other artists that includes some compilations. Their first and perhaps most notable compilation, Planet Padded, came out in 2000, and this featured six tracks, mainly by artists based in or near Dufferin Conwy. From the Planet Padded album, this is Cleveland Stephan, Steve Eaves' daughter, with her first recorded output, Drodros yr Afon, here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music.
Thank you.
That was Drow Drosser Avon from Slaven Stefan. The Etherwin Bop compilation was released by Signed sub-label Cry in 1998, and it had a variety of mainly alternative leading artists on it, including some techno-oriented material, which was the first significant appearance of techno on a Welsh compilation. One of the artists on the album was the then-new band from Nevin, the Kankanwui Experience. This band later changed its name to Kentucky AFC and had a bit more commercial and critical success under that name before disbanding in 2008. From the Etherwin Bop album, this is the Kankanwui Experience with Tatan.
Well, the Napster, the Sonora.
That was Tatan from the Can-Can Wooey Experience. You are listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh music, my name is Ed Reed. Check us out on Mixcloud, where you can listen to all our past programs at mixcloud.com/EdReed1. And for updates on our programs, follow our Facebook page at Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, Today's Welsh Music. The Data Counter series of compilations was released by the now-defunct Welsh Music Foundation with the intention of promoting Welsh language pop and rock music among younger people. They recorded their first Dan y Cawnter, meaning Under the Counter, CD in 2005. And this was widely distributed at secondary schools, and it was also available for free at Welsh shops. Subsequent Dan y Cawnter releases came out in 2006 and 2008, but by then, albums were primarily distributed digitally, though CDs remained available. The Dan y Cawnter compilations featured a mix of artists who were popular at the time, as well as emerging artists, and among these was Richard James, who was a member of Gorky's Iconic Monkey, but who also had a solo career. From the Dan y Cawnter 2 album, this is Richard James with Tír an Mór. That was Tír an Mór from Richard James. In the early 2000s, the evening rock and pop programming strand on Radio Cymru changed its name from Ram Jam to Ek Dai, C2, not to be confused with the current Radio Cymru 2 opt-out service. As was the case for Ram Jam, Ekdai featured studio sessions, and these were the basis for the Session I Ekdai compilation from 2005. This also featured a mix of emerging artists and those who were popular at the time. And one of these was Tricky Nixon, the Manchester-based precursors of the Joy Formidable. From the Session I Ekdai album, this is Tricky Nixon with Paida Govan here in Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw. Today's Welsh Music. That was Paida Govan from Tricky Nixon. We'll finish off this week's program with a track from the Rask of Rowan compilation, featuring artists who were on the Flax sublabel Rasp. The Rasp sublabel was active from 2000 until 2014, and they mainly featured emerging artists from Southwest Wales, though they also had a few artists from elsewhere in the country. Many of their most interesting tracks were included on the Rask Cover Lead compilation that was released in 2008. And from this album, this is Kaiba. That was Glau by the group Kaiva from the Rask Coverall Ian album produced by Flax sublabel Rask. We've come to the end of this week's program and I hope you've enjoyed it. You've been listening to Canadian Cymraeg Heddiw, today's Welsh music, and my name is Ed Reed, and we'll have a new program for you next week. Húvar mo tro.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! This is CFRC, 101.9 FM, www.cfrc.ca, Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football.
And that is a touchdown for the Gaels!
With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo! Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
The 27th annual Reel Out Queer Film Festival is running for 10 days from Thursday, January 29th until Saturday, February 7th in beautiful downtown Kingston. This year's festival theme is Exploring Space, with many of the festival's official selections touching on what it means to hold, save, and or create spaces for communities that need them. Join us as we showcase over 65 exciting narrative and documentary feature length and short